The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try.
And we begin the second hour of the National Into Our Port. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and today's date is March 21st, 2022. And I have my good friend, our co-host there, Ron McDonald in California, out there in the big redwoods. Welcome, Ron.
Hey, thank you, Steve. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. You know, I just realized it. The first day of spring was yesterday, Ron.
I don't pay attention to those things. Daylight savings time.
So you just look after that groundhog if he comes out on February 2nd, right? That's it?
Yes.
Just that guy?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. It was spring yesterday. I did a show last night, and it was spring. I did not realize it. It's always spring down here, Ron. We don't really have a winter, so it's hard to recognize that. If I was living back in Indiana, I'd recognize it more, but it's always kind of either spring or summer down here, so.
Well, I do get a clue from the grandkids. They're off for spring break, so.
There you go. There you go.
That lets me know.
Well, Ron, we got a few more calls I need to take here. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Dan in Indiana. Welcome, Dan.
Hello, Steve. Hey,
Hello.
I just wanted to ask you a question.
Okay.
And it's because I'm single, and I was just wondering, now that if a woman gets the shot, would you have relations with a woman that has gotten the shot?
Would I have what, relationships with her?
Yes.
Well, that's an interesting situation. It's not going to ever happen in my households.
Well,
Ron, it's not going to happen in your household either.
No, it isn't.
No, I would not. I would not have a relationship with that woman. But then again, I would stop her because I would probably hold that over her head. Said, if you ever want to go in there again and do that again, then you better not take the shot.
Okay. That's what I thought.
I would not. Like I said, that's interesting you bring that up, because I'm sure there's some relationships where the man says no and the woman says, I'm going to take the shot. You know, they've been pushed into fear. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to take the shot because of the fear factor. And the males are saying no. Actually, it's usually that way. That's usually the scenario you have. The male says no. The female says, I'm taking it. So that's an interesting question. I've never thought about it. I've never seen anybody talk about it. Nothing written up on it, but that's a good, interesting, it's an interesting question. No, I would not have relations with that woman.
Yes. Keep your marriage safe.
Sound like Bill Clinton. Yeah. I would not have relations with that woman.
Okay. I thought that was the right answer. I wasn't for sure. It's really scary. Then, for us,
Are you in that situation?
No, my landlord is. He said it's her choice, and she went out and got the shot. And I'm like, phew. I don't, you know, feel sorry for him. But I heard a lot of people getting divorced because of that too.
Well, it's split up a lot of families. It's I've lost friends over it. Ron, I don't know if you've lost any friends. I've lost friends over COVID. COVID psychosis, whatever you want to call it. I've lost friends over this.
Yeah, I've been abruptly cut off because I haven't gotten the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know, from conversation. So,
yeah. Yeah, we have some really good friends in Utah. Mm. that actually have a place down here now, close by, actually within an hour drive of here. And last time my wife had dinner with them, they would wear masks around her, and she said, "I felt like a leper." You know, these are our good friends, and they bought into this stuff, which is interesting because she has a master's degree in nursing, and she bought into this stuff. So I'm a little disappointed with a master's degree. I figured she would have figured this scam out like I figured it. I don't have a master's degree, but as a master's degree, she bought into the whole hype of everything, and our relationship is not as good as it was, and not sure it'll ever return. I'm not sure if that relationship will ever return.
Okay. That's what I thought. I appreciate it so much.
You got it, Dan. I appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone, right, and let's talk to Jeremy in Orlando. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hello?
Hello. You're on. You're live.
Yeah. First off, I would just like to say that I'm open to question. So if you hang up on me, it's simply because
I'll hang up on you if you insult me. You're not planning on insulting me, are you?
Well, wait a minute.
No, wait a minute. No, I'm asking you a direct question. Are you planning on insulting me? Are you planning on insulting me? It's a direct question.
Well, what is insulting?
Are you planning on insulting me?
What?
Do you want to debate an issue, or do you want to call, give your opinion and then insult me? What do you want to do?
If free speech is not allowing ourselves to
drop him.
That we...
Hey, Rabbi Rick. Goodbye, Rabbi Rick. Goodbye, troll. This is the guy that's been calling into the network. He comes under different telephone numbers. We think he's CIA. He's a troll. Threatened me about a year ago. Said he was going to come and get me. I said, you're going to be on CNN. He's a troll. This is the same guy that when Frank in North Carolina died, I liked Frank. I didn't always agree with his opinions, but I liked him. I think he's a patriot. He was a military man, serviceman. He's done his time in the military. He died of cancer. This is the same SOB, this troll in Orlando. I don't think he's from Orlando because he calls in from different numbers all over the country. He's a troll. He said if he knew where Frank's grave was, he would piss on his grave. This is the same SOB that trolls this network, and he's come back. Mike, get his number. Let's figure out where this SOB is, and let's make sure he never calls into this network ever again. Rabbi Rick, goodbye.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm tired of this. I am tired of these kind of people. They can't debate anything. They're just trolls. He's probably on some government payroll. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Gil in Arizona. Boy, that guy's got balls, though, to call my show. He's got balls.
Yeah, hi again,
Gil in Arizona.
Steve. Hi again, Steve. Following that call, I don't know whether I lost my train of thought or not. But I understand your frustration. You were talking about ivermectin the last hour, and I think you know me. I'm 82 years old, and back in September on this ivermectin, I believe a 12-milligram dose of ivermectin has 1.87% of ivermectin. Mm-hmm. And I got sick in September, and I went, we're in horse country, a lot of people do horses, and there's a lot of tack shops and so forth, and I went out and bought several tubes of ivermectin for horses, 1.87%. Ivermectin is ivermectin, whether in pill form or horse paste form. I have taken two full tubes of ivermectin for a 1,250-pound horse, and you just have to decide, you know, your weight. And for me, it was about nine doses. And so far, I've taken 18 doses, approximately, of horse paste. And I'm still here. And we're talking about almost a year ago. Yeah. So that's still
there's a lot of medications you can buy over the counter for animal use. You can buy tetracycline.
Yeah.
You can buy tetracycline. I use it in my fish tank. I used to use it in my fish tank. My fish had some problems. I throw a tablet in it. It's a low dose, but if you want to equal a human dose, you can buy lots of it, and it's legal, you know. So I'm glad you got good use out of it and success.
Yeah,
You can actually find it online. I gave a website out, got to hunt it down again, but you can buy ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine online for human consumption.
Yeah, and you know what? As far as I'm concerned, the stuff they put in for the horses, that might sound gross to some people, but I don't think it's harmful at all. It does taste kind of like apple-flavored axle grease, but if you can get past that, I think it's a lot. It was like about $10 a tube, and, I got sick. I don't know what I had. But I got better, and I'm still here, so I'm not afraid of it at all. I've got a good supply of horse paste, and I'm just keeping it in case. So that's all I wanted to say.
You haven't had a craving for oats, have you?
No, but sometimes I feel like, chewing on grass or something, but other than that.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call, Gil. Yeah, you lightened it up here a little bit. I was pretty angry at the troll there, but I'm not anymore. So, I asked him a direct question. I don't mind debating. You know me. I'll debate an issue.
Yeah.
We can talk about the issues. That's what this whole network is about, bringing information, sharing ideas, debating ideas. And I asked him point blank, did you call to insult me? And he wouldn't answer the question. And he pulls out the free speech, the First Amendment crap on me. That basically he was going to insult me, and he would not do a civil debate here. I'm up for a civil debate, but not with this guy. I mean,
but he gave a lead in
your history, man. You're not ever going to be calling into this network again. We're going to figure out where you're calling from. We're going to block you on every level. You'll never get to this network. Go find something else to do with your time. Go tack rents. Go after somebody else. I don't know. Get a real life. Get a real job.
What's amazing, Steve, is that he gave a lead-in letting you know he was good up to something.
Yeah, well, I take that back. Don't go after Rents. Rents is good to me. I'm working with Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, and he's a good guy. Don't go after Rents. I think Rents has call screeners, and I don't think you can just get in on their phone calls anyway, on their programs. They don't do like we do, open lines. But, go find a real job. I don't know, flip some burgers or something. I don't know. McDonald's is hiring, I think. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Welcome, Dave.
Hey, Steve. And, Jeff Rentz doesn't ever take calls except for I heard him do it one time. It was funny. He had a special night where he took calls. Jeff is doing some very interesting work and has some amazing perception. Sometimes I do find things a little inaccurate, but I guess if you send him an email, he actually comes around sometimes. So he's a smart guy, in my estimation. Regarding this horse paste, I spoke to a veterinarian, and she went to vet school and was running some zoo, working in a zoo and things. She said that she was concerned about some preservatives that they had in the horse paste. But I'm kind of like the guy who just called. I've taken a couple tubes of it so far, a dose at a time.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed any problems. I haven't fallen over dead. So,
okay. Just out of curiosity, why did you pick that round? Why did you pick ivermectin? Why didn't you try hydroxychloroquine?
Well, hydroxychloroquine, what was available, I heard that from Steve O'Neill, this was in late 2020 when Chris Martinson came out with ivermectin being very good in the studies from Pierre Corey. So it was available to order, so I ordered some of the paste. Later, I found
the reason I ask is because, Dave, is because I actually have a a protocol, and I just pulled it off the internet. How do you make your own? And I use a crock pot to do it. And I make my own hydroxychloroquine, and I bottle it, and I put it in my fridge, and I used it when I got COVID, and along with my other treatments, and I whipped it in about 4 days, and I think on day five, I was back to 100%. So if you want the recipe, how to make your own hydroxychloroquine, just contact me at my email. That's off the beaten path, Steve, and I'll send it to you.
Yeah,
off the beaten path, Steve, at gmail.com. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard about that, and but I just prophylactically, I was taking ivermectin now. You could do the same with hydroxychloroquine, and
that could help
knock out any viruses. Well, I wanted to ask you another question here related to a question a guy asked. I'm wondering if you would recommend dating woman of the year if his name was Rachel and he had long blonde hair and worked for the Health and Human Services.
Well, you know, that's funny because I have her on my little thing here. Do you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that because I did a little research. I was trying to find out Rachel Levine, of course, the transgender, 4-star admiral, the Navy Health Department here.
Really?
What is the real name for Rachel Levine? What, as a man, what was the name? And you know what? You cannot find that information. You cannot find it on the internet. From history, growing up, there's nothing at all saying growing up as a little boy in this town here. It said growing up, she grew up here. She grew up here. They will not tell you the boy's name. They will not tell you that.
Wow. Hey,
I couldn't find
it. That brought back to my attention is Tiffany Dover. Did she pass away? Is she still living? You know, the nurse that fell over on TV after 20 minutes after getting the jab.
You know, I don't know if that was ever real or not. I'm not sure we ever proved that was real. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Say Steve.
What? Yeah.
Rachel Levine's real name was Richard Levine.
That's funny. I looked it up and it wouldn't. It's Richard. Okay.
You want to know where I found it?
Where'd you find it?
Right on the banner of RBN.
Oh, okay. Well, good deal. So Richard Levine. It's funny that when I looked it up and I started reading the history, it did not mention Richard's name. It just said she all the time. You know, if you look at her, him, Richard, it looks like a clone of Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. You remember Dee Snider?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're going to have to look up the picture. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, rock band back in the 70s, 80s, I guess, 80s hair band. Definitely a knockoff lookalike of Dee Snider. Ugly.
Yeah, frightening looking face. Yeah,
yeah, definitely. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat. Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. What happened? She does that all the time. Ron, she does that all the time, and then she doesn't make notes. Then she gets on because I don't know what I was going to call you about. She told me one time it was a butt call. She got a butt call to the network, and then she's on, and she goes, I don't know how I got you, but you're here. So I said, you got anything on your mind? No. She's funny. There we go. The theme song from Twisted Sister Group. Yep. Thank you, Michael, for that. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister. Still around. Still playing, I guess. But I guess Pat's gone, so we can just forget about that. Let's talk about some other news. Ron, you've been following the news today a little bit?
A little bit, but I just want to mention that on the banner, they have the mRNA vaccine genocide 2021. Did you see that video?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's horrific. It's about people that have been victims of the COVID vaccine.
I will check that out. I got a few articles today from the website, but I got a lot of other stuff from Lou Rockwell today. I think I hear a bumper music. So short commercial break. We'll come right back. My special guest and co-host, always on a Monday night, Mr. Ron McDonald. Stay tuned. Must come down.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
And we are back. We're going back to the phones here. I think Pat has finally joined us again. Real quick before we bring Pat up, here's a story for you, Ron. You may just like it. John Stadmiller would have loved this story. He would have called me up, but he would have found it before I did. But my wife comes in and says, by the way, they had to stop a swimming meet or swim practice because a gator jumped in the pool. And they're swimming down to the end. They said, what is that? And there's a gator swimming in the pool. It's a small little gator, about 3 foot long. And I said, John would have jumped all over that. He is so fascinated with the alligator. Just saying, geez, they're infiltrating everywhere. They even jump in your swimming pool. And they actually do, but it was a baby one. I mean, they can grab it by the tail and pull it out of the water. But John would have loved that story.
Yeah.
Gator in the swimming pool. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Pat in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, you were talking about colon cancer, and Layla said something about Tammy Faye Baker. It sounded like she thought she was a Jewish or something, but she did die of colon cancer, and one of them on TV got healed of that on the other Christian channel, Trinity Broadcasting. But anyway, forgot what I was going to talk about because my neighbors called.
What? You do that every time you call me. You do that every time you call me, Pat.
Because I've been waiting on you, and it wasn't long. My little
neighbor. Oh, wait a minute. We were waiting on you.
Wait, okay. I had to hang up because I've been hearing rolling thunder for about 15 minutes, and I thought I'm afraid to go look. And he said there's a tornado warning. I haven't heard the sound, and we're going to have hail. So if anybody believes in prayer, help us out, Fort Worth, help. But
I remember
anyway,
the hail back when I lived in Oklahoma. I remember the hail. Dent your car up. Oh, yeah.
This is Tornado Alley, and yeah. Well, anyway, so I was thinking about asking you because you're a nurse, and somebody's already asked me, and I said I don't remember. But people are starting to worry about us being on the verge of atomic warfare, and I know at Y2K the government bought up all the potassium iodide or whatever it is that what we take? I said
for nuclear fallout radiation, I believe is iodine. Yeah.
If you're solid full, then you don't take it up as much. And I looked at some of the internet, and it looked like you take a whole bunch of it at one time. So I said, well, how would you even know anybody did a bomb that should be coming this way or whatever? Because when Chernobyl blew up, Russia wasn't going to tell nobody. Oh, it's bad English, isn't it? But anyway, yeah, I remember all that stuff. So, but is that what you do? You take potassium iodide, and how do you do it? Or
you know, I got to say that that's out of my expertise. I don't have an answer for that. It comes to mind that it's iodine, some form of iodine, but I don't know. I don't really know the answer to that question.
Well, maybe we better start thinking about that now.
Do we really want to? I mean, think about it. Do you really want to survive if the whole planet is polluted and it's nuclear fallout and radiation? Do you really want to crawl out of the rubble and say, "Yeah, I think I can live in this"? Do you really want to live in it?
Yeah. I don't even think it was so bad when they made you get under the desk and the.
You mean the Bertha Turtle, duck and cover? That made a whole lot of sense. Do you remember that run, Ron?
Yes, I do.
Bertha Turtle, duck and cover. Yeah, that's going to save you. Diving into that desk, it's going to save you from the nuclear bomb. Yep.
But what I wanted to say was during the 9/11, there were people hidden. They were under something, and they had air to breathe, but they knew very long they wouldn't have any air to breathe. So I guess as long as you can breathe, there's hope that somebody will know you're there. They can dig you out.
Well, let's say you survived, and then you died a terrible death of radiation poisoning, a cancer, a couple years later. What's the purpose? What's the point?
Well, I want that. Maybe we ought to have enough iodine to keep it full. A whole bunch of tuna or something.
Do you know what I say, Ron? This is what I say. I say, if you really feel that may happen, then get right with Jesus right now. Get right with Jesus.
In case
that happens.
You're talking like me. You know, I'd hate to think that I just got enough to get leukemia. How come I don't see any old people in Ukraine? I think they died. One of them said his dad died of kind of leukemia or something.
Good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Pat, okay. I got to move on. We've got a couple more callers here. Take notes next time, and next time, call in with notes. All right, let's go back to the phones, and let's talk to Neil in Boston. Welcome, Neil.
Hey, Steve, can you hear me? Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm on my way home from work. I take MBTA, so I'm still forced to wear a mask. I'm not wearing one yet. But we were talking about Dee Snider from Twisted Sister.
I tell you what, Neil, hold that comment, hold that thought. We'll come back after this commercial break, okay?
Oh, wait.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people.
because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. When I hear that song, I start thinking of John Stadmiller, because John used to have that played once in a while. He'd come back and say, "I am not Rush Limbaugh." That was Rush theme song. It stands, but John would always say that. It's not my song. That's Rush's song. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Neil in Boston. Welcome back, Neil.
Hey, thanks. I'm calling because you brought up Dee Snider. And
yeah.
There's like an infamous video about the situation with the back in the 30 years ago, there was the Tip of Gore, the parental guidance sticker that was put on.
Yeah.
Back then, it was, yep. We didn't have CDs, we had tapes and records.
Yep.
And Dee Snider went in front of Congress.
Yep.
And he went in front of Al Gore, is one of the guys he was facing.
Yep.
And so the video is Dee Snider versus Tip of Gore. And look it up, watch, laugh, and enjoy. Because he basically tells Al Gore that he's going to, like, you know what, Tipper. Well, these are on C-SPAN. On C-SPAN. Yeah. And, believe me,
Yeah, I remember the clip quite well. I remember the hearings. I remember the hearings. Because he actually, of course, he still had his long, curly hair, but he had no makeup on, and he actually talked like he was an intelligent guy. He actually talked with intelligence.
He is intelligent. Yeah. So it's like a blast. What you just said was like a blast from the past for me. Like, because Dee Snider's more punk than metal, but
I think it was called hair band. He was hair metal or something like that. Yeah, hair band.
He was, but he's like no nonsense,
Yeah, yeah.
But he, like I said, right to Al Gore, boom, you know what I mean? Like verbal rockets of, like, firepower. And, like, to all your listeners, look it up if you can, if you have a phone or a computer, and get ready to laugh.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I called. God bless everyone.
Thank you, Neil. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Yes, it was quite entertaining watching Dee Snider before the Congress talking about censorship of the material there, music. It didn't go anywhere. There's a little bit of responsibility on the part of the parent. I think you would agree with this, Ron. And
yes.
What your kids are listening to, you should pay attention to what your kids are listening to.
And watching. Yeah.
And watching TV, yeah. It's interesting. I read a book by an author by the name of Philip Slater, and it's called The Art of Loneliness. Probably one of the best books I ever read in college. It was in a sociology class. And he talked about how Americans and some of these women's groups or whatever talking about sex on TV is taboo. It's just terrible to watch a man and a woman in a dialogue in a movie. I'm not talking about a pornographic movie, but two having relations in a movie. They did not like that. That was a bad, bad thing. But it was okay for their child to watch, Freddy Krueger and, chopping off heads and Friday the 13th. So the violence is okay, but two consensual adults, having relations on in a movie, that's a terrible thing. But the violence is okay. It's okay to watch the violence. I happen to be just quite the opposite. It's more normal to have relations than it is to cut heads off. So I disagree with these people. I kind of like the movie line with the guy and the girl. Okay, we'll just stick with that. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to JR in Georgia. Welcome, JR. Welcome, JR.
And just to be real quick, my wife and I have raised our daughter on 80s metal rock. So she's a metal rock student. Mm-hmm. Steve Yeager's and all the good bands from the 80s. Yeah. But I want to deviate from the particular conversations that have been held before I called in regards to COVID. That is not what I wish to discuss. The one thing I wish to discuss this evening is what's actually happening in Ukraine and the misinformation that is being passed forth between our Western media as well as the Russian media.
Okay.
And where does this end? How do we end this?
Well, I can tell you like we could. I can tell you. Do you want my answer how to end it? Do you want my answer how to end this whole thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here's my answer. United States, stop their nation building, stop their world dominance, stop trying to topple other governments and their nation building, replacing them with a puppet government. Stop that. Make sure that NATO, first of all, does not move east into the Ukraine. The United States says we will not put a missile base in Ukraine pointed at Russia, and this whole thing goes away. But the United States won't do that. The arrogance of this country here is we can do whatever we want. Rule of law, we make the law. We're the new sheriff. You have to deal with us. Putting sanctions on people will do nothing to a government. It targets the people. But that's the whole theory behind the sanctions on the people, JR, is that if you make the lives miserable of the people, hopefully you think that the people will rise up and oust the leader, which is not going to happen because it never happened in Cuba. Fidel Castro lived a long, long life being the communist dictator that he was. So sanctions did nothing to the government. It only targets the people. So if the United States can finally stop meddling, sticking their nose in other people's businesses, and stop trying to dominate the world and the economies, this thing would go away right away. It's over. Done with.
Well, I think you hit the...
Excuse me. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead, Ron.
I think you hit the valid point. The United States needs to stay clear of Ukraine. That's basically what has to happen. And there will not be a third world war.
Right. Well, you know, Ron, the Russians gave the United States a heads up a long time ago. But again, the hubris, the arrogance of the United States, the Ukraine government is targeting two sectors of people there in the Donbass.
Right.
And they were doing so because they had gone independent and actually aligned with Russia.
Correct.
Now, Ukraine understanding that these two individual sectors of this country here, Ukraine, would be a problem because they had planned for NATO to go in there. They had also planned to allow the United States to come in there and put the missile bases. Now, if you have these two groups fighting, the Ukrainians just saying, no, you're not going to come in here, and they're getting bombed, they're getting beat up, they're getting killed, and Russia finally said, stop this. You know, don't do these things because we find this quite disturbing. We find it threatening. If you move in, if NATO moves in to the east, eastern Ukraine, and the United States brings a missile base over there pointed at us, we find that very threatening. Please don't do that. The United States got warning. They didn't care. The arrogance there. And so this is the spark that starts the fire. Nobody wants to talk about the spark. That, what I've just mentioned, is the spark that started the fire. Putin is looking after his country. He doesn't want a missile base in there. He doesn't want NATO running into Ukraine. It's threatening to Russia. And I agree that what he's doing right now, I just don't like what's happening. Don't get me wrong. I don't like what's happening. I don't like war. I don't like people targeted. I don't believe he actually is targeting people and civilian population. That's why this is taking so long. Unlike the United States, who simply carpet bombs a country, carpet bombs, shock and awe, and ends the war pretty fast and then occupies the country. Putin is not doing that. I think he knows the anatomy. I think he knows the geography of Ukraine pretty well. He knows where those bases are. He knows where those biolabs are. And he's not going to destroy the country. He simply wants to send a message. He wants to demilitarize and he wants to denazification of Ukraine. And he's absolutely correct. We got a lot of Nazis there. And Zelensky, just matter of fact, Zelensky now is squashing all opposing political views and political groups now. So that isn't the act of a Nazi or a Bolshevik Jew, Nazi, whatever. He is acting like a Nazi right now by doing that. He's a dictator. So Russia's just looking out for their own interest. Like I said, JR, this could stop right now if the United States, okay, pull back. NATO, you're not going in there. No, we're not going to put a missile base over there. And this would end. You'd have a truce. And they'd stop bombing the other two sectors in the country there, as far as Donbass. They'd stop bombing them and stop slaughtering them. This thing would stop. It'd be over. It'd be totally over.
This situation is very reminiscent of what the Marshall Plan planned to execute. You protect your hemispheres. Now, granted, I'm like you, Steve. I don't necessarily agree with Putin's tactics. But he's executing a government policy that is very similar to what the Marshall Plan was originally designed for, and that's to protect your hemisphere.
Yeah.
Do you agree or not?
I agree. I mean, put yourself, JR, what if Russia had a whole bunch of destroyers off the coast of Florida, in our waters? What if they moved into Cuba and put missile base in Cuba? You'd have the same situation. You'd have the United States saying that's threatening. We don't want you to do that.
Well,
same scenario.
That already happened. That was
it did happen.
Yeah.
But you see, the spark that started that fire was, people don't talk about, Ron, was the United States put missiles in Turkey. And the fire came when Russia said, or the Soviet Union at that time, said, we'll put missiles in Cuba then. There's a spark that starts a fire. And this country here likes to start fires. But they're the spark that starts the fire.
Well, I was stationed at Patrick Air Force Base down in Florida.
Yep.
And for years, we always saw photos in the Orlando Sentinel paper of Russian ships, not necessarily subs, but you must admit, if there's a ship, there's a sub right off our coast. So for the American people to be naive of that strategic approach is unbelievable. They are there.
Well, let me ask you something, JR.
Yes, sir.
We work with the Russians, the cosmonauts, in space, right?
Yes, sir.
How come we can't get along with the military? How come we can't get along with the government? If the astronauts can get along, how come we can't get along with the government?
You know what, Steve? I'm not intelligent enough to answer that question.
I don't think there's an answer for it. Other than the United States doesn't.
Social media. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the United States wants to be the policeman of the world, and until that philosophy dissipates and goes away, we're always going to be involved in skirmishes, conflicts, and wars. We have to stop this nation building and trying to mold the world the way we want it. We got to stop sticking our nose in other people's business.
You know what, Steve? You're exactly right in that statement. We are not an empire. We're just a nation that's on the face of the earth.
You know, the sad part, JR, we're not even a good example. We talk about democracy in the world. We worry about other people. We don't treat our own people very good. So, you know, this whole thing of talking about bringing other countries democracy, why? Our democracy is diminishing. It's disappearing, for God's sakes. So don't tell me about protecting somebody else's democracy or bringing them democracy when you're taking away my democracy. Hey, JR, I got to push on. I got a couple extra calls, but
yes,
I always appreciate
your
call.
Thank you very much for your time.
Nice to hear from you again. Nice to hear from you. Back to the phones, Sheldon in Washington.
Yes, everybody, get your pencils ready. At a load, at a dose limit of 120 megs, milligrams, there's four tablets first day. And for the children ages 4 to 12 years, two tablets. Children ages 1 to 3 years, one tablet of potassium iodide. But after the initial 4 days, to try to make up for your deficit, Kurt Wilson recommended a tab a day or a tab and a half, depending on weight and depending on how much iodine you think might already be in your thyroid. You got to understand that like we're talking about all the obese people out there, yeah. Not everybody's going to be able to fill that void with a mere four tablets. But apparently, they don't want you going over 500 milligrams for the initial dose.
Well, Sheldon, let me respond to that. In that, if we had a nuclear war and we had nuclear waste and nuclear fallout, understanding I could be wrong on the number of inches, but I think the first 18 inches to 2 feet of your soil is contaminated with radiation, so you can't even plant crops. You couldn't grow anything. The nuclear cloud would block off the sun for probably months. We'd probably have sub-zero temperatures. And most of everything would die. So a little bit of potassium chloride, potassium iodine here, is not going to save me when I can't feed myself and I can't live a life because we've destroyed the planet.
But depending on the circumference of the blast and how close and far away and downwind you are, I'm surprised you haven't picked up on this, this might give you a few extra days or a few extra years to help others.
All right. Appreciate your call.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. So I get to live three more years to help other people, and then I die. I better get hustling here, Ron. Better get hustling. I got a lot more stuff to accomplish. If I only have 3 years left, I got to save a lot more people.
Plus, you get to breathe the fresh air while you're doing it.
Yeah. All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Two more in the loop here. James in Vancouver, you're on. Oh, we lost James, but we have Chris. Chris in Virginia, you're on.
Yeah, you went right to me. Hey, I just wanted to say, thank you to you and the network, and I need to make another donation. And through all this COVID crap and everything, you guys were a big help in my sanity because, of course, I didn't have anybody to talk to about a lot at first and many times along the way. But thank you so much.
Let me ask you something, Chris. Let me ask you something. Have you lost any friends over COVID? Have you lost any friends over this whole, you better take the shot, and if you don't, you're not my friend? And have you lost any friendships over it?
I have. Many. I think everybody has, right?
I think so.
I only have one friend now,
and that's Ron, and that's only because he's in California. He's my only friend. Actually, Ron's my brother from another mother. He's just quite a few years older than me, but he's my brother from another mother.
That's awesome. I'll tell you a quick story. I was at a cookout right in the middle. I guess it was in 2021. Yeah, when they were pushing the jab, and my uncle and my other family members were there, and my uncle basically got in my face and said, "Hey." You know, in front of everybody, made kind of a stink. He was upset, you know, because he knew me and my wife were anti, you know, we didn't get the vaccine, and made kind of a scene and everything, and that it kind of went south after that, and when time went by, and he basically disowned me, and we were really close.
Yeah.
And we're closer than, anyway, so the good news is he called me up the other day and kind of half apologized.
Wow.
But that was unusual. But I wanted to say that this whole thing with Ukraine, I was completely shocked at the lack of skepticism towards all sources of media, and that the fact it seems like even more people than there are way less people skeptical of the whole Ukraine situation than there are of skeptical of COVID.
Yeah.
And just people just jumped on, and Republicans alike. Yeah. I mean, everybody's jumping on the bandwagon. And I wanted to say, there's an excellent article on Revolver at the top. It's an exclusive on Revolver that just totally lays out what we all think, Steve, what this group thinks about it. It's a really good article.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
You know, the sad part about it is the United States could be a broker for peace, but they don't want peace. You see, this is also a diversion from what else is going on in this country, where our economy is sinking. Our dollar is turning into monopoly money. We've got COVID. We got so many damn problems. And this president, or this imposter of a president, is failing miserably. And so, this is all a diversion from all the problems. He can now point the finger at something else now instead of his performance record, which is very, very poor.
What I have often recently thought it would be great. In other words, if we do have an economic collapse that's really like profound and never seen before since the Great Depression, there's going to be a part of me that's going to be relieved because finally reality hit. Everybody, and everybody's forced to deal with it.
I'll disagree with you. It'll hit the middle class, the elites, the power brokers, the billionaires will stay billionaires, millionaires will become billionaires. The middle class will disappear. The middle class will just be one step ahead above the poor people, and they'll be very easy to control through resources, food, you name it. They'll be able to control you. Plus, the digital currency will keep you in line because if you don't behave yourself, they'll simply dip into your account and take some money out. So there'll be no more middle class. Middle class will disappear if we allow it to happen.
Well, I guess I'll just go off myself now. No, I'm just kidding.
No, don't do that.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I got one more in the loop here. I got to get another call in here. We're going to go back to the phones and talk to Jim in New Mexico. Welcome, Jim.
Yeah, hello, Steve and Ron. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Steve, I was just wondering if you'd seen the checked out the link I sent you, I guess, yesterday. And it was a collection of video that was taken in Ukraine of the Azov Bolsheviks tying Ukrainian citizens to street posts and trees, pulling down their pants and whipping them simply because they may have a Russian accent, or they may refuse conscription. You know, they may not be going along with the Zelensky Zio agenda. Yeah. So they're singling them out. Same thing they did in the Donbass. You know, they've been bombing those people in the Donbass for 14 years or 8
years.
Yeah,
they had. Exactly.
Simply because they made speaking Russian illegal.
Yeah, I think Putin had enough of it. Like I said, he gave a warning, a stern warning, don't do these things, and they said no. Going to continue on, so we did it. You know, I'm glad you brought that up because right now they're going after Russia in many different ways. Anything Russian is evil. Anything Russian is the bad, you know, it's the evil. And so here's an article here I just posted real quick. In support of the people of Ukraine, Fine Wine and Spirits has removed Russian-produced wines and spirits from our stores. So if I continue to drink my Russian vodka, am I supporting Putin? Or and are they going to come after me and cancel me? But, you know, they're going after anything Russian. The athletes, poor athletes, you know, there's a lot of Russian athletes, and they're going after the Russian teams now. Anything Russian is bad, and this is just making it worse. And it's really kind of childish and kind of petty as far as I'm concerned. We did the same thing to the French when they didn't want to go along with the war, the Iraq war, that phony war there. We got lied into with their labeling of what French toast is now freedom toast. French kiss is now freedom kiss. French fries are freedom fries. I mean, how silly and how petty can you be trying to shame France into coming along? It's sad.
You know, and when we hear people say it's Biden doing this or the U.S. doing this or NATO doing this, look at the top 10 at least, if not more, of the Biden administration. They're all Zionist dual citizen Jews, and they're just using America as their proxy to achieve their international communism, in my opinion.
I think your opinion is coinciding with my opinion. Ron, would you concur?
I would concur. Definitely.
I concur. Hey, thank you, Jim, for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys, for being there.
Yeah, we had a lot of calls today. I think we had like 15 calls.
Wow.
You know what John would say? He would call me up and say, how do you get 15 calls? I never get 15 calls. And do you know how I reply back? I said, Ron, John, because I don't yell at him. There's the music that completes our show this evening. Back again on Sunday for my show Off the Beaten Path, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the phone calls. Thank you, Ron McDonald. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk to you.
Take America back. We must take America back. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.